Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your regular program will be with you very, very shortly. But first, a quick announcement from me, Chris Pajak of the Red Ben TV. I want you to sign up to Red Ben Plus. You get more podcasts in your ears every single day, man. It's incredible. Just go and do it. RedmenPlus.com. Loads of benefits. Discord servers, merchandise, discount codes. We've got it all for you. Right to your programming.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the Starting 11 Prediction Show. It is Arsenal. It is Liverpool. It's Arteta. It is Klopp. It's at the Emirates Stadium, and it's first against Mother Bleeper, ninth in the Premier League. Woo! Liverpool, fresh off the back of a 2-0 victory against Rangers, heading into this one, full of confidence, are we? Yeah, maybe we should be, maybe we shouldn't be. I'm here to predict Jürgen Klopp's starting 11 for this game, as I always am. And the big question going into this one is, does Klopp play the 4-2-4 or the 4-3-3 formation? This is what I've got to decide now. I'm going to start by looking at some of the players. Kelleher made the bench the other day. I'm going to put him on there. Adrian did not make the bench, so I'm going to move him. Oh, you did make the bench, apologies, but I'm going to move him off the bench this time and say that we don't need two goalkeepers on there, which leaves me with Alisson Becker to play in nets. With no Robertson, I think Kostas Tsimikas probably comes in there. Can I see Ramsey starting in this one? No. Could he be on the bench? Potentially. Am I going to look at Nat Phillips? No, probably not. Which leaves me with a choice of four centre-halves to pick from. I've got Joe Gomez, I've got Virgil van Dijk, Joel Matip and Ibu Konate. Well, let's get Virgil van Dijk straight in there. We've got a choice to be made between Matip and Konate, and I think Joe Gomez can sit over here on the bench. As far as right back goes, yeah, we've got Ramsey, of course. I'm going to put Trent Alexander-Arnold in there for now, though. James Milner could potentially do that. I can't see that he's going to play, and this is where it comes down to. I'm going to go with Joel Matip for now and put Ibu Konate just on the bench. I suppose we can look at the three-man midfield, and that would have Fabinho, Thiago, Jordan Henderson probably, potentially Elliot. Arthur didn't even make the bench the other day, so I'm going to take him out of there. I'm going to move Bobby Firmino. We've got Bajcetic. He could potentially make the bench, actually. These are our midfielders that I can see that we could potentially play with. So we've got Fabinho, Thiago, Henderson. If we're playing a three, we could play it Fabinho, Thiago, Elliot, something like that. But Henderson was removed on about the 70th minute, so I expect that he will start. I'd be quite surprised if Elliot does, although Thiago did play 80-odd minutes. I think Elliot maybe against Rangers. Carvalho, no, probably not going to start in this one. I think, to be honest with you, that Jürgen will... Do you know what? I always do this. I go super conservative all the time. I want to see the 4-2-4, and I don't care that Arsenal are a good side, and I am manifesting that into my prediction for today, that he actually does change it up, and we're brought in with Diaz, we bring Salah in. I think
potentially Nunes could drop out and we maybe play a Jota and a Bobby Firmino, something like that. I've got far too many subs here, haven't I? So I'm going to take him out by Cetic, and I'm going to take Ramsey out because we've got Gomez to cover for right back there. So we've got our centre half, we've got our right back, yeah, we've got Fabinho there as well. And then maybe he can split the difference. I think that's what me and Steho both think, actually, is that potentially we could see it more like a 4-2-3-1 with Bobby a little bit deeper. I'm going to do a stat show on this tomorrow on the Rangers game, actually. And one of the things that I wanted to bring up was the positioning of the defenders, because I know Trent played a lot more sort of conservative and it's well documented, but Kostas's average position was way over the halfway line. So if you want to get involved in that, it's on redmenplus.com tomorrow. We'll get the tactics board out and all kinds of stuff. I'm going to look at it properly. But I think this is what I am sort of hoping that Jürgen does this time. Normally, I just go straight up what I think Jürgen is going to do, but I am going to put a little bit of hope in here. And obviously, Nunes comes out, not because he had a bad game. In fact, I was actually startled by some of his runs and stuff. I think he's absolutely brilliant at that, his timing of them. I don't think he's the best player at dribbling and stuff like that, but when you put him in front of goal, he knows how to hit the target, and the goalkeeper did have a sort of world-class day, McGregor. Bobby Firmino, obviously, has been so good over the start of this season. You know, he's our top scorer in the Premier League, I think, with 5 goals, got 3 assists as well. It's how do you get this to work? And we had a little look at it with Bobby in there. I fancy that Jota would play the sort of further forward one, but it doesn't really matter. I suppose you could do it like that as well, because Jota's proved with Nunes the other night that he can play both roles. Maybe it's a bit more, in fact, like Jürgen sort of suggested, it was a 4-2 the other day. Is it a little bit more like that, maybe? And we're getting a little bit more cover from Diaz and from Mo Salah in this game against Arsenal. Maybe that, if we do that change, maybe that's the sort of difference between Rangers and Arsenal. And the respect is, Salah's position's not going to be quite as high, Diaz's position's not going to be quite as high, and we don't leave those spaces in behind the fullbacks as easily, because he's not going to push up quite as well. I think Thiago and Henderson is probably the major concern for me here, because obviously Arsenal will probably play a 3-man midfield. If they are a front two, for example, then that's a lot of tough midfielders to go up against, and a battle that would be incredibly difficult to win with Thiago and Jordan Henderson against the three Arsenal players, basically. Excuse me while I fix a little magnet. So that's the major concern if you're going to do this against Arsenal, because they are better players than we faced at Rangers midweek. So I think most people would probably go with something a little bit more like that. And I don't know whether it would be Jota or Firmino, and excuse the positioning on them. Thiago's literally sitting on Henderson's head so that he doesn't fall off. And that's more of your sort of 4-3-3 formation. If I'm honest, that's probably the most likely, and I think that's the office consensus here today as well, is that everybody sort of thinks that he's going to go back to 4-3-3. I think, and I hope again, that he doesn't. And for me, that means Fabinho coming out and Jota coming back in. We'll play the two of them there like that. I'm just going to get rid of that magnet completely, and then I'm going to put him there like that. And again, it's not quite right, obviously, the position of the players, but maybe it is a bit more like a 4-2-3-1, something like that, with Firmino and Jota. As far as the other players that are considered for this one, it was probably Ibu Konate in for Joel Matip, but I think we should talk about that, because the lad's been in great form whenever he's played for Liverpool, hasn't he? But I just feel with Rangers coming up Wednesday next week, that's probably the game that you bring Konate back in for. What I really liked about this sort of 4-2-4 formation the other day, actually, was the spacing between Matip and Virgil van Dijk. I think sometimes it's a bit easy to get over here and all of a sudden you've got a big gap for everyone to play through. I think what we need to do against Arsenal, certainly, whichever way we play it, 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1 or 4-4-2, whichever, however you want to call it, they're all essentially the same. It's about finding space when you've got the ball. That's what matters. How you defend will probably be a little bit more like that anyway. Which would be a little bit more 4-4-2, wouldn't it? But the big thing is keeping that space between them. like 10 metres, 5 metres, something like that, you know what I mean, and keeping it compact. Now, what we saw, obviously, against Rangers was that actually it was Trent and Kostas Tsimikas over here, and those three sort of rolled over, and we were compact this way. But what I'd like to see is that we're compact across the back line against Arsenal. I think with Martinelli and Saka and Gabriel Jesus, they've got players who are technically gifted. They've got players who are obviously very fast as well, like to run with the ball, like to get in behind and stuff like that. So it's massively important, I think, for Liverpool to make sure that there are no spaces between the back line. And if you do play with the four up front, that actually might give you a better option in how you build up, because these lads can link up really well. And with Bobby Firmino in there to sort of knit the play together, that could be pretty cool as well. Obviously, we've seen the passes from Thiago and Jordan Henderson over the last couple of years, and Henderson even longer, of course, 11, 12 years now, isn't it? But Henderson, that ball over the top to Jota could be on. It was on to Nunes the other day. Arsenal will be playing in front of the Emirates crowd, of course, and they'll be bombing on. And at some point, I think Arsenal will want to sort of dominate a Liverpool side. Never mind, they probably want to just score a goal against us. You know, in the last five, I don't think they've scored a goal against us, and they conceded 11, haven't they? So it promises to be an incredible game. Arsenal are much, much, much improved. They're a really good side now, and we need to show them that level of respect, especially with Liverpool not being in good form at the moment. It is going to be difficult for Liverpool to go to the Emirates. You know, they're a side full of confidence, and we're the exact opposite of that. I wondered what Arsenal would prefer us to play. I'm assuming they probably prefer us to play the 4-3-3, and maybe that is why I've gone with the 4-2-3-1, 4-4-2 type of things. We've had €10, $10, Australian dollars from AFC Max. Hey boys, can't wait for the game on Sunday. Big up the boys, as poor as Liverpool have been. It's going to be a hard game, I'm nervous. Love your content, as always, one of the LFC channels. Come on, you gooners, thank you very much. Less of the come on, you gooners, but thank you so much, Max. I've noticed you've supported us over the years and you've watched for quite a long time. We are humbling them, Chris, says AJD. I would like that, my friend. Rachel Todd, Nunes will come on in the second half. That's the other thing, isn't it? It is Nunes for Jota. Could you just go again? You know what I mean? Could you just do that and go, you know what? Your rest coming against Rangers. We know we can beat them. It's going to be a tough place to go to, actually, to be fair. Up in Glasgow, it's going to be a tough game. Hopefully there's no shenanigans outside of the ground and stuff like that. And everyone goes and comes back safely, of course. Goes without saying. But yeah, maybe Nunes in there, you know, make himself a bit of a physical presence. But it's also that running behind. He's so good at it. You know, something Jota could do as well. I just don't see that he's probably going to do that. And the funny thing is, with the four two-man midfield and whatever you want to say, does it lend itself to a Harvey Elliott or a Carvalho right now? Probably not. I mean, I don't think I'm trusting a Jordan Henderson Elliott midfield. I don't think I'm trusting a Fabinho Elliott midfield. It does seem to me that the two players who are better suited to that are actually Thiago and Jordan Henderson together, even more so than maybe Fabinho, who could come in one of these positions as well. Other than that, I don't think there's really any other talking points, to be perfectly honest with you. So I'll get back into the comments then. We've had Luke Wilson saying Nunes has to start. He needs the rhythm of playing football. It's a good point. Daniel Butter says, looks good, Chris. I like that one. Thank you so much. We need Jota firing on all cylinders, says Marley Clark. Jota needs to start. He hasn't started before Rangers. Absolutely fine with that. Kim C. Hi, Chris. How are you? I'd like to go with Kanate and Van Dijk. Two big fellas. Hopefully scared Arsenal front players, plus knock them out of their rhythm. Jota and Firmino lacks pace, Chris, says AJD as well. So going on to the Kim C one. Hopefully scare Arsenal front players, knock them out of their rhythm. What I've really loved about Liverpool, certainly against Rangers, and also this season in general, to be honest, it's how deadly we've been off set pieces. It felt to me like, and I don't know whether anybody else was in the ground or watching them from home and sort of got this feeling, but it feels to me like we're getting really, really good at taking corners and being a menace from them. You know, it almost feels like every time we get a corner, I think we're getting ahead on it, like be it Virgil van Dijk most of the time or Joel Matip. It feels to me like we're always going to score from corners, and obviously it was a set piece, but a different type of set piece from Trent Alexander-Arnold with the free kick that goes in. But I wonder whether that could be a way for Liverpool to get into the game, you know, maybe break that deadlock through a set piece, a Virgil van Dijk head or something like that. I might have a little bet on that. FC Max again says, personally I go Tsimikas, Van Dijk, Kanate, Trent, Fabinho, Henderson, Thiago, Diaz, Salah, Jota in the number 10, the Nunes up front. That would scare me more personally. So what was that? Fabinho, Hendo, Thiago, Diaz, Salah and Jota. Wait there, you've got 12 there. Tsimikas, Van Dijk, Konate, Trent, Fabinho, Henderson, Thiago, Diaz, Salah, Jota, Nunes, and you forgot the goalkeeper, so you've got 12 there. So I'm not surprised it would scare you. 12 Liverpool players against 11 Arsenal players would probably scare me if I was an Arsenal fan, but thankfully I'm not. Thankfully I'm a Liverpool fan. Mo Salah energy is too much as Andy Nugent. Play the same teams against Rangers, full stop. And then he's put a full stop. George the Liverpoolian, respect, double full stop. Or does that mean... Who knows? Actually, I picked Diaz, Nunes and Salah. Diaz, Nunes, Salah with Thiago and Fabinho. I think we should be looking to sit back and counter with pace. Diaz, Nunes and Salah with Thiago, Hendo and Fabinho. Diaz, Nunes, Salah. And therefore, it was... Yeah... do you know what? If you are looking to counter with pace, that is a good formation, isn't it? You can see that. I just don't think we've been very good in the 4-3-3. And now that he's finally changed it from a 4-3-3 to something else, where we actually did look good, irrespective of how good the competition was, and I know that Rangers aren't that good, we looked good. That's what I want to see. I want to see us looking good. I've seen us in the 4-3-3 this season. We didn't look very good. We haven't looked very good, which is why I really want us to change formation. I really, really do. So I'm going to put it back to how I sort of had it, and I'm going to leave it there. I have one more little look in the comments. Elliot Thiago, midfield. I, Michael McGuinness, thanks for commenting, mate. I mentioned it just a minute ago. I just don't see that an Elliot and Thiago midfield could deal with the Arsenal midfield. And I'm not even sure that a Thiago Henderson or a Fabinho Henderson or a Fabinho Thiago could do it, which is why it's important for me to have Bobby playing that sort of role where he can actually help out and stuff rather than a bit more like that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's where I am at the moment. Can you take Thiago for Jota? Oops, my bad. Yeah, no problem, mate. It's absolutely fine. Thanks again. So there we go. That has been the Starting 11 prediction show. Leave me yours in the comments below. I'll go through the comments a little bit later on today and have a little look and a chat to anyone who puts their full team in there. So thank you so much for watching. Let's hope for a big win for Liverpool in a very tough place to travel to this season. As I say, ninth in the league, first in the league. It's not Arsenal that are ninth, it's Liverpool. What fucking world are we living in? Thank you for watching. I'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.